Hey, I'm Cassie with All That Matters in Triple M Rock News this week.
Hello, I'm Eddie Van Halen.
On what would have been his birthday, a stunning portrait of the iconic Eddie Van Halen has gone up on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood this week. The painting has captured that classic EVH, wide-mouthed, luscious hair, and that custom-striped guitar. You can check out a pic of the mural on the Triple M Rock socials now. Live music is creeping back slowly, with the new heavy music festival, Full Tilt, expanding from just Brisbane to Melbourne too. Headlined by Northlane, you can catch Hands Like Houses, Friends Will Rom, Luca Brasi, and heaps more on this all Aussie bill. This week, Powderfinger's JC joined Triple M to talk about the struggles the music industry's been facing. Not only is JC a musician, but he's also a live venue owner who's been working hard to raise much needed funds for the local community and support act.
It's been an incredibly tough year, and unfortunately it seems to be continuing. This year is a bit of a shame. 80% of acts come from overseas, but that's another issue as well. It's a bit of a mess.
You can catch the full interview with JC from Powderfinger on the Triple M app now.
Hey, this is Chris.
This is Andy.
And this is Scott.
And we are The Living End.
Chris Chaney from The Living End called Triple M Sarah Marie this week ahead of their sold-out first show back. The Aussie punk shared with SMC his call and reasoning to move back home to Australia.
I mean, I moved back from LA in June and had to do the whole quarantine thing, had to find somewhere to live here. Then we went into, obviously, the full-on sort of lockdown. So I've had a different experience to some people, but it's been a bit stressful, hasn't it, for all of us involved? But it looks like perhaps there's blue skies ahead.
With Chris now back home, he is hoping there's more live gigs from The Living End. You can catch up on the full interview with Chris Chaney on the Triple M app now.
Hi, this is Michael Hutchins from INXS.
Last week, we would have celebrated Michael Hutchins' birthday, and we asked you, the Triple M listeners, some of your favourite memories of the iconic frontman. From being front row at INXS gigs, to partying with him until the sun came up, travelling around the world watching them on stage, and raunchy rendezvous, you all sure have some great stories. You can check them out on the Triple M Rock socials now.
I'm Scott Darlow.
Mate of the station, Scott Darlow, is back with a brand new music video for the re-release of his single, Forgotten Australia. And he's got some pretty cool people on board for the clip. Forgotten Australia is a reminder for Australians to embrace their togetherness and come together to celebrate the things that make our country and its people special. And Darlow has interviewed some of his favourite Australians to hear their stories for the new clip that perfectly portrays the meaning of the song. You can watch the clip on the Triple M website now and see John Butler, Casey Chambers and heaps more share their thoughts about this country. South Australian police are on the hunt for a woman with a very Aussie name. SA police got Aussies laughing this weekend, doing a public call out looking for a 28-year-old woman by the name Kay San Cox. We put the call out wanting to know who you've been named after.
Me, personally, I was named after my great uncle's dog.
Hit us up on Instagram and let us know. Don't forget, you can get Triple M Rock News on your smart speakers now. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.